Well, good morning. It's 8:05 a.m. Friday, July the 28th, 2017. I'm running a little behind schedule today. Welcome to Novelrama Day 1. Novelrama is an event put on by the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Independent Publishing Group, and basically invites anybody who wants to play along at home to the challenge of writing 25,000 words in 4 days. So by end of day Monday, I need to have written 25,000 words. Now, unlike NaNoWriMo, they only have to be new words, they don't have to be a new project, which is good because that's not what I would be able to do right now. And one of the reasons that it's 8 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock is that I slept in a little bit this morning, but I still wanted to get 1,000 words in before I got on the road. Eating the frog this morning. I got up at... it was like... almost 6. Well, 6:30-ish before I got to the point where, well, 6:15, where I got to the point where I could actually open the word processor. Good morning. And, I wasn't quite awake. I wasn't quite with it. I did have my toasted peanut butter. I did have a cup of coffee. But focus was difficult this morning. I didn't actually get into any kind of flow. It took me an hour and a half to write 1,000 words. But it's 1,000 words I didn't have last night, so progress. To make 25,000 words, I rate to write 6,250 words by the end of the day today. I've got 1,000 down. So, 5,250 to go. I'm actually shooting for 7,000 for the day because it's a nice round number. And put some in the bank in case things go crazy on Monday. So, by the time I get home, it'll be time for second breakfast. And I've got an alarm set for 9 a.m. So that at 9 o'clock I start again for the 9 to 11 time slot. And then I take a break from 11 to 1. And then I'll write again from 1 to 3. Maybe 1 to 4. I need to find 7 hours in there. Maybe a little more. I've got time. I'll have time tonight. I've earmarked 7 to 9. Although it's going to be difficult to find that time slot unencumbered, because that's also the time slot when I normally do my evening walk on the treadmill. So it's a little bit warmer, but it's mostly muggy. There was a nice breeze earlier. The sun is beginning to burn through the clouds, just in time for me to get down to the point where I'm going to make the turn and have to walk into the sun. Thank you. So, I'm actually thinking about the story this morning for a change. That's the good news. The bad news is that because I'm thinking about the story, my mouth is not moving. I'm not actually talking about the story. I really don't know where this story is going. It's titled Suicide Run. I have no idea what the Suicide Run is. And I'm 33,000 words into the book, so I'm about a third of the way through the book. I don't know where the Suicide Run is. I've already made a Pinky in the Brain reference. So, yeah, this is it's going to take a lot of editing. It's going to take a lot of post-production work for me to put this into shape, I think. But, and I think I've mentioned this before, it's like, a lot of times I'm writing stuff and I think, well, this is crap. This is just horrible. And then once I get the story done and I go back and I read it over, I can't tell what those sections are that I was thinking, this is terrible, this is just crap. And so they don't actually stand out once I have the story done. They don't stand out as particularly crappish. There are some things that clearly need a second pass because they're not consistent. They don't do what I want them to do. And there are clearly places where the readers and I don't agree on what's happening in the story. The ending of Fire was a good example of that. It's like, really? Even now I go back and I look at it, this is the way the story has to end. I don't understand where the disconnect is. I don't get it. I mean, to a point I get it. It's like, well, yeah, you wanted, people will complain about it. They wanted to have that meeting. They wanted to visit with an old friend. Okay, fine. It's not the story. There's thousands of things I could write about in that book that weren't the story that might be interesting, but I didn't write about them because it's not that story. An idea that I have hashed just about the death in previous walks, so I'll sort of let that go by now. But the idea I think the underlying foundational structure here, the actual mechanism at play, is that every once in a while I lose sight of the fact that the story is my story, when in fact it's Ishmael's story, but it's the reader's story. How the reader interprets the story is perhaps more important than the way I interpret the story. And the frustration comes in realizing, I think, that the story that I'm telling isn't the story that people are reading. From that perspective, I see it as not necessarily as good a story as it might be. Is this the guy with the t-shirt? Kind of walks like him. This guy I go by almost every morning. He's got a different high school basketball t-shirt on. I think that's him. Say it with me. Long post. Has a kind of loose-limbed sort of stride. He always walks on the street. He's a little bit pigeon-toed. So. Wearing his sunglasses. I wonder whose t-shirt he's got on today.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, it wasn't basketball, it was baseball. Spartan baseball. There's a local team here in town, I think, that's the Spartans. I keep wondering if he was maybe a coach or perhaps one of the high school sports boosters, board members or something. Has a peculiar gait. I guess why I see him and notice him every morning. Because he has kind of it's not a rolling gait. He's not rolling back and forth. He doesn't really swing his shoulders. His arms sway a little bit. And his legs and hips are sort of not quite working together. It's an interesting gait. There's nothing particularly wrong with it. It just stands out. It probably thinks the same thing about me. I'll go by him several days in a row wearing the same shirt. I don't know if he notices. I don't notice. I have this horrible tendency to get up with the same shirt on that I had on yesterday. I have to remember to. Every once in a while, several times a week, I try not to wear the same shirt more than 2 days in a row. I have enough pullovers now, enough polo shirts. I could probably wear a different one every day of the week. Getting tools on the back of his truck. All terrain landscaping. This is what I'm talking about, his man's gait. I was at the waiting for the kid, who was particularly late last night, getting out of work. I kept watching people come out in the dark, and all I could see was their basic shape and the way they move, which is usually enough for me to identify my kid. There's one guy, a big guy. He moved really ponderously. Talking on the phone as he walked along in the dark. I kind of wanted to write a story about him, but it's like, I don't know what kind of story it'd be. Hi, there's the breeze. Good. Because I'm working up a sweat. It's humid again today. All of you who live in actually humid areas can point and laugh. But last couple of days have been like 25% humidity here. That's sticky. Yeah. Anyway. So the breeze carries a little water with it, so it feels a lot cooler than it normally would. And I'm sweating, so it's evaporating off me, too. So that's helping keep it down. I was surprised how wet I was the other day after getting caught in the rain. And apparently it did rain pretty heavily night before last. Several people were talking about it. Sun's burning through the clouds right now. Well, at least I suppose it's better now than it was 5 minutes ago. I'm walking in shade, or mostly shade. It's really hot when I step out into the sun. It's almost astonishing the difference direct solar radiation makes. Somewhere up there in the clouds is a jet. Here I am. Last street crossed. Ready for something for breakfast. Something else. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.